I stand in front of the massive doors to the throne room and swallow, nervously staring up at the ornate carved wood. They're from the 12th century, and they show the legendary King Torgid slaying a dragon. At least I'm not a dragon, I think.
His Majesty said you're to enter at your leisure, Princess,
the guard standing by the door says. Thank you, Lorenzo, I say, but it doesn't make me less nervous. My father, King Edward IV of Tamasia, isn't in the habit of asking to speak with me privately in the throne room unless he's got something big to tell me. Or worse, I've done something he's unhappy about. I take a deep breath and push the door open with a long, slow creak that echoes through the huge chamber. At the far end, up on the dais, are my mother and father, both seated on their thrones. Behind them are three smaller thrones, one each for me and my two younger sisters. My parents aren't wearing their crowns, but they're both decked in their royal finest, as am I. My mother in a deep blue silk dress that skims her still regal shoulders, my father in a military jacket with buttons down the front. I'm wearing a floor-length emerald green dress, also silk, my red hair pulled back into a complicated knot at the nape of my neck. It's not what I usually wear, but today's not just any day.
Katerina,
my father booms as I walk the length of the throne room. Good morning, father, mother, I answer. Our relationship isn't necessarily always this formal, but being in full regalia in the throne room tends to bring out the formality. When I stop in front of them, I curtsy. My mother smiles. My father sighs.
Kat, I'm sorry for asking you here without telling you what this is all about,
he says, leaning over the arm of his throne.
But frankly, this is very important, and I didn't want to have this discussion over breakfast.
Outside, the clouds suddenly break, and sunlight streams through the stained glass windows positioned along the ceiling, lighting the whole throne room. What is it? I ask, though I have a feeling I already know. My parents look at each other, then back at me.
It's time you were married,
he says. My stomach clenches, and I swallow hard. I had a feeling that's what this was going to be about, but now that he's said it, suddenly my palms are sweaty and my heart's beating faster.
Tamasia needs an heir, he says, and since I decreed last year that the crown passes to the eldest child, regardless of gender, it's high time that we thought about the future of this country.
The future meaning my children. I don't mind that part. I like kids, and I've always wanted them, which is good since having them is part of my royal duties. But there's one huge, major problem. I'm not married. I've never even had a boyfriend. I've never even had sex. Hard to give the kingdom heirs without that particular ingredient. I look up at my father, hands clasped in front of me, and wonder how to word my next question. My mother looks at him, then leans down herself.
Part of the reason that the Intercontinental Council of Kingdoms is having its summit meeting in Tamasia this year is because you'll be entertaining a number of suitors, she says. Your father and I have quietly put it out that you're ready to be married, and of course, sweetheart, that's attracted some interest.
I look at the floor. Someday I'll be queen of the tiny but insanely wealthy Tamasia. Of course I've attracted interest.
In particular, it's attracted the interest of Prince Sven of Norogrov,
my father says.
I know he's a bit older than you, but he's very wealthy. Norogrov is powerful and a strong ally. He has a fantastic lineage, and most importantly, he's willing to be the prince consort of Tamasia.
My heart stops. I don't know Sven in person, but I know about him. He's the younger brother of the king of Norogrov, Mikhail. He's almost 40, balding, pudgy, and makes the gossip press constantly. It's bad enough when a handsome, wealthy young man is an international playboy, but it's worse when an unattractive, gross jerk thinks he's an international playboy. Sven? I ask, my mouth going dry. My father fixes me with a hard look, his mouth forming a straight line across his face. I've gotten the lecture about how my duty is first to my country and then to myself about 1,000 times, so I know exactly what he's thinking.